Hello YouTube and Gimp Knowhow's portal. This is Gimp Knowhow here, and today I will be teaching you how to make a logo very similar to a certain search engine's logo who happens to have a white background and multicolored text that is bump mapped. I will actually let you figure that out for yourself. I don't think it's that obvious at all. It should be very hard to figure out. So first we're going to open up GIMP. You can see I've replaced my icon with a little GP to kind of emulate Adobe's effects. So we're going to make a new image. The size really doesn't matter. It's all up to you. And first we need to select some of the search engine's type font. So it's kind of like an older font. I believe it was Bitstream Charter Bold. This is not the exact font, but it will be close enough. And we'll put a space in between. Well, no, you don't have to, but it will actually be easier if you put a space in between, just because when we're following one of our next steps, the space will really actually be good. Or you can just leave it how it is, and that is also fine. So, we've made black text on a white background, and I assume you guys all know how to do that. So, now that we have our text made, you can go ahead and merge the text layer down by right-clicking on the layer and clicking Merge Down. Now, select Colors, Invert. Now go Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and Gaussian Blur it by 4 pixels. Now take your color select tool and select the black. Make a new layer. Make a new layer. And, excuse me, I got sidetracked there for a moment. Make a new layer, and this is just like the metallic text tutorial. Let's fill it in with like a grayish. And just stroke down with your gradient tool. Oops, excuse me. I think I did this on the text tutorial too. Click select and click invert. Now stroke down. Sorry if that messed anyone up. Now click select. None. Now, as you see here, this does not look good at all. So now what we need to do is we need to go Filters, Map, Bump Map. And on the Bump Map, where it says the untitled 1, new layer 6, or that'll be the name of your current layer, select the black layer with the white text. And this will give us some good bump map, good bump map effects. Tone the elevation down to about 21.15, azimuth 134.51, depth 3, XY 00, water level ambient 00. Click OK. Now we can just delete this layer. Now you can add a white background, or you can actually just leave it transparent. I, for one, am going to add a white background. Now, as you can see, this doesn't look very good yet either. So now what we're going to do is, this will really give it away, is we need to colorize these. So go color, select, take your square select tool and select one letter, then click colors, color balance, and oh, we'll make this one, let's make it blue. And so on midtones, tone your blue up to 100, and on shadows, tone your blue up to 100. Click select, none. Now, take your square select tool and select your eye and click colors, color balance, and let's make this green. Continue doing that, varying all the letters so you get multicolors. That'll actually take a while, so I'm going to stop and then come back in when it's all done. Okay, I'm back, YouTube. And one thing to note, I would only use the colors red, blue, green, and yellow, as those are the colors of the search engine. Yes, I know the G and the I switch colors, but that is actually because I was distracted and I exited out of the first document, so I just remade it real quick. So this is the actual GIMP know-how image, and now what we are going to do is what else you see on the search engine's homepage. I'm hoping you've guessed it by now. I really hope you've guessed it by now. If you haven't, well, you've either never been on the internet before or something. So make a new layer and alpha to selection this GIMP know-how by right-clicking on the layer and clicking alpha to selection. Now we're going to fill it in with some black. And when you fill it in, click fill whole selection on the affected area and just fill that in. So now we have a layer in black and a layer in multicolor. And now we're going to take the Move tool. And on your Move tools tool options, select Move the active layer and make sure you're on the black layer. Now just move the black layer down just like that. And on the black layer, you have a few options. You can reduce the opacity, but my favorite way to do it is to go Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur. Gaussian Blur is the best blur in the whole world. Now Gaussian Blur, and now you have a very, very nice shadow, drop shadow behind your text. And as you'll notice that the little corners of letters, they have different colors on them, and that was part of the reason why I wanted you to have spaces in between them. You don't have to, but it comes out looking nicer. Now I know this is not the exact search engine font, but it is still passable. And, shoot, if you want to, go ahead and make a search bar. To do that, just, let's take a white to a gray gradient. Take your gradient tool and select square. Oops. No, let's not do that. I'll just do it the normal way. Select black and color it in, then click select shrink by 1 pixel, and then color it in like that, and click select none. And you can make a search button too, but you guys probably already know how to make those. You can just make a button that says search, it doesn't even have to be realistic. But that is how you make a search engine logo, of which I'm probably not going to tell you. I don't know why, maybe I'm afraid Google will sue me or something, don't know. But that is how you make a search engine logo. So thank you for watching this tutorial. I believe that about wraps it up. You can visit my website at www.gimpknowshow.webs.com. We have a pretty big community there by now, and lots of contest fun stuff. So anyway, thank you for watching this tutorial.